Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Third debate, Atlanta execution. I'm Elliot Francis. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump faced off in debate Wednesday for the last time before the election. Both candidates wrestling over immigration, foreign relations, the economy, and more. But it's what Donald Trump refused to say that's getting attention. Jim Roop explains.
Specifically, Donald Trump not committing to accepting the results.
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time. I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
This comes even though his running mate, Mike Pence, has said he and Trump will accept the results, and his daughter Ivanka also said she believes her father will accept the results, but he would not commit to it, to which Hillary Clinton responded.
Because that's horrifying. You know, every time Donald thinks things are not going in his direction, he claims whatever it is rigged against him.
Jim Roop, Las Vegas.
In Atlanta, a man convicted of killing a police officer with an assault rifle was executed overnight. Gregory Lawler was the seventh inmate executed in Georgia this year. I'm Elliot Francis. Faculty at 14 state universities in Pennsylvania are on strike this morning. It's the first time that's happened in the history of the system. Correspondent John Stillness has more.
14 state-run colleges and universities are affected by the strike. The more than 100,000 students who are enrolled at those schools were told to attend classes, but in many cases, there were no teachers there to teach them. About 5,500 faculty and coaches are represented by the Association of Pennsylvania State College and University Faculties. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf said he was extremely disappointed that a contract was not reached and said short-sightedness on both sides was hurting the process. The main issues revolve around proposed pay raises and health care contributions. This is the first strike in the state's system of higher education in its 34-year history. I'm John Stolness.
New York City's mayor and police commissioner both issued harsh criticism of Tuesday night's fatal police shooting of a 66-year-old mentally ill woman. They say the woman tried to strike an officer with a baseball bat. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has now joined the call for an extension of Virginia's voter registration deadline. McAuliffe is asking a federal judge to allow the deadline to be extended because of a computer crash on Monday, which was the deadline to register. A federal judge in Alexandria is holding a hearing later this morning to decide. There's been a lot of talk about voter fraud this election season, and officials in Loudoun County are now teaching you how to spot it.
Whether you're working on election day or just want to know more about how to spot someone committing fraud and what to do if you run into other issues at your polling location, you can learn about it in these sessions held by the Loudoun County Republican Committee, which is chaired by Will Estrada.
Just to watch out for any potential voter fraud on election day.
There will be two-hour training sessions taking place this Saturday and next Thursday at the Loudoun County Republican Committee office in Sterling. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro riders, you get the chance today to voice your opinion on possible service cutbacks on Metro.
Four proposals drafted by General Manager Paul Wiedefeld would increase weekly maintenance hours from 33 to 41. Board member Leif Dormschau spoke at a meeting last month.
The peer agencies, do not require maintenance windows of 41 hours.
Wiedefeld says it's good to look at what other transit systems in the country do.
But the reality is what we have in front of us requires this level of time to get in there and do it.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18203, the NASDAQ at 5246. Sports, the Cleveland Indians are going to the World Series, wrapping up the ALCS with a Game 5 win over Toronto. And the Cubs tied the NLCS at two games apiece, beating the Dodgers. Hockey, the Caps are in Florida tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings of the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Fairfax Station area with a crash on Chapel Road, just off of Little Locks Road 123. So on Chapel Road, we have a closure in that stretch due to a crash. Baltimore Washington Parkway, looks like we have a bit of volume here trying to get past the work zone that crews haven't quite wrapped up northbound as you head up toward the Beltway and Greenbelt. So again, if you're inside the Beltway pushing north, Baltimore Washington Parkway with a bit of volume. On 95 southbound, that looks good. We did have the overnight road work there near 212 before you get to the Beltway. And I'm looking at a nice smooth trip here as it looks like no delay and looks like all the lanes have been reopened south on 95. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Isolated showers, thunder showers today. Warm morning. Partly sunny as we go through the day. 84 is too shy of a record. Slight chance of a shower tonight. 66. 71 tomorrow. And some rain developing as we go through the second part of the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Centerville, 67 in Waldorf, 68 degrees in Washington. Mosul residents are describing lives of fear and hardship under ISIS. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. 5:07 on WMAL. Hey, how about we clean this mess up, shall we? Time for some post-debate analysis and some laughs along the way on Mornings on the Mall. It's 6:05. Mark Krikorian, Center for Immigration Studies. Finally, the border is mentioned last night. We'll get his take. 6:35, Ambassador John Bolton, as national security was also discussed. 7:05, D.C. Transportation Director Leif Dormzo on the move to force Metro to stay open into the wee hours of the morning. And at 8:05, Joe Concha, media reporter from The Hill, gives us his take on the media's role last night in the third and final presidential debate. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, there's so much to unwrap here this morning. Let's start with what are all the big headlines. I mean, if you look across this great land at newspapers and websites, you're going to see a lot of talk about Donald Trump's assertion that he might not necessarily accept the results of the election. He didn't say that he wouldn't. He just said he might not. And he said he would keep you in. In fact, let's let our listeners hear exactly how that transaction went down last night. Here's Chris Wallace asking the question and Donald Trump giving his answer.
This election is rigged and that Hillary Clinton is in the process of trying to steal it from you. I want to ask you here on the stage tonight, do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Sir, there is a tradition in this country. In fact, one of the prides of this country is the peaceful transition of power, and that no matter how hard fought a campaign is, that at the end of the campaign, that the loser concedes to the winner. Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
Well, there's that. And boy, the headlines are all, you know, the big headline is Trump blew it. He should have said that he would accept the results of the election and that he's suggesting he would not accept it is out of line and not in the tradition of this country. And I just want to go, what? You're expecting him in advance to say that he would accept the outcome of the election before we know how the election is going to unfold. Is that what Al Gore did in 2000, my friends? Is that what he did when, he lost the election, but he kept filing lawsuits, didn't he? He didn't accept it. In fact, just last week, Al Gore was on the stage with Hillary Clinton, and he's still not accepting the results of that election some 16 years later. Al Gore. Let's remember Al Gore and the hanging chads and all of the lawsuits. And then on top of all that, there is absolute evidence now that Democrats are playing dirty tricks in an attempt to get people to vote in ways that they're not supposed to be voting, to truck people in across state lines, etc. We now know that that's part of the dirty trick campaign of the Democrats. They're dodging and ducking every question about that. But the undercover videos that James O'Keefe have brought to us conclude without a doubt that they're playing dirty tricks. So why in that environment would anybody say in advance, before you know anything that's going to happen, I will automatically accept the results of the election? Not if you feel like it was fraudulent. Not if you feel like, you know, there's a reason to challenge some areas where you think some stuff might have happened. I think it's ridiculous for Donald Trump to say in advance that he'll automatically accept the outcome of the election if the election, it seems to me, is not fair. But that's just me. What do you think about it? I'd love to get your thoughts. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Was Trump right to say that he would not accept the election results automatically? By the way, very quickly, here's what Hillary said in response to it last night.
That's horrifying. This is how Donald thinks. And it's funny, but it's also really troubling.
1-888-630-9625. Is it troubling, or did Trump do the right thing? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, it's not troubling. It's logical. But as usual, Donald Trump could have avoided this entire situation by not walking into the trap that Chris Wallace set for him. And, you know, geez, if I can just point out, I think Chris Wallace did a pretty good job, but there were a couple of things like this moment that I thought was wrong. If you listen to the audio back again, and let me just pick it up in the middle here, he asked the question, will you accept the results of the election? And Donald Trump answered,
that you will absolutely accept the result of this election.
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Sir.
All right. There's his answer.
That's right.
Question asked.
Question
answered. Respondent answers. Now, Hillary Clinton, if you would like to take this up and take issue with it and give your response, you're the candidate. Go ahead. But that's not what happened.
Nope.
Chris Wallace then started arguing with him.
There is a tradition in this country. In fact, one of the prides of this country is the peaceful transition of power, and that no matter how hard fought a campaign is, that at the end of the campaign, that the loser concedes to the winner. Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
This is Chris Wallace, son of Mike Wallace, journalist on 60 Minutes, asking a great follow-up question. Not the role of a moderator. But that's fine. Let me set that aside for a minute. Here's all Donald Trump had to do. And he should have done this. And I wish he had done this. He should have said, you know what? I'm winning this election, so you betcha I'm going to accept the results. Can we move on now to something that voters care about and the issues that they care about? But he didn't do that. Everyone's head is exploding. You said, let's listen to what Hillary Clinton had to say about it on the stage. Yeah, okay. Let's also listen to what Hillary Clinton had to say back in 2009 She was Secretary of State speaking to Nigerians who were concerned about corruption in their country.
Our presidential election came down to one state where the brother of the man running for president was the governor of the state. So we have our problems, too.
Suggesting to Nigeria that, oh, yeah, we're just as corrupt as you are. Oh, but let's not go back to 2009. Let's go back to, last week. Last week, Al Gore in Miami with Hillary Clinton sitting on her little stool with a cushion on it for her bum-bum, speaking to the voters in Miami about how important their vote is. Now, this is Al Gore talking. It's a visual, sadly, because they didn't have a mic on Hillary. But just trust me on this. All through this moment, what you're about to hear from Al Gore, Hillary Clinton is smiling and nodding in approval. An agreement. Al Gore makes his case, and the crowd begins chanting, "You won, you won, you won."
For those of you older than 25, I heard you murmuring just now, but take it from me, it was a very close election. Elections, well, here's my point.
Hillary nodding and smiling, agreeing with the crowd that Al Gore won in 2000. She still hasn't accepted that election result. By the way, Al Gore goes on in that clip to say this. Here's my point. I don't want you to be in a position years from now where you welcome Hillary Clinton and say, actually, you did win. It just wasn't close enough to make sure that the votes were counted or whatever. So he's
what does that ever mean?
So he is saying, you know, you're welcoming me back and you're telling me that I did win. Hillary Clinton, all through that exchange, all through that sequence, nodding, smiling, agreeing. So please stop turning your hair on fire, media in New York and D.C. Donald Trump is doing exactly what Al Gore and, frankly, Hillary Clinton is doing.
All right, we're going to take your calls on this in just a moment. Right now, 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And hello there around the Beltway. Great shape, Maryland and Virginia. Overnight construction, Maryland 95 as you're coming south of the ICC. North 212, just up at speed, no problems. That construction gone. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway, looks like there's still some activity here with the road work from overnight. So northbound as you head north toward Powder Mill Road, please keep alert and see some of that activity. Still had a little bit of volume inside the Beltway pushing north on the BW Parkway. George Washington Parkway, good. No problems to report. 95 to 395. Fairfax Station reopened now as Chapel Road just west of 123. Had the closure there, but again, a few moments ago, police confirmed nothing remains blocked. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. It's going to be cloudy early, peaks of sunshine, but warmish today, 84 degrees. A stray shower, thunderstorm could be possible tonight. A chance of rain tonight at 66. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain and a high of only 71. And then tomorrow night, it looks like we'll have more rain possibly and gusty conditions. The winds tomorrow and tomorrow night are going to be 20 to 30 miles an hour. Saturday, partly cloudy and windy in the low 60s. Sunday, looks like a fairly nice day, mainly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Next week, we return to mild fall-like weather. Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It's 5:17 on WMAL.
Be your own health advocate. Get your inside story with a virtual physical. Virtualphysical.com.
All right, we're talking about last night's debate. Donald Trump said he wouldn't necessarily accept the results of the election, that he would decide at the time. Yeah. This is a fine, honored tradition in politics known as keeping your powder dry. I mean, what politician wants to tell you what he's going to do in advance when you don't know what the circumstances are going to be? But everywhere you look, Trump blew it. He was doing great until that moment. It is the thing everybody's talking about this morning, failing to remember, of course, that Al Gore in 2000 did not accept the results of the election when he lost. So what's that all about? Sharon in Springfield, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
I don't blame him. I agree with him 100%. I wouldn't accept those results either for various reasons. You know, they cheat like I don't know what. And in the first place, she had no business being a candidate, let alone president. And not only would I accept the results, I would never, ever accept her as a president, because knowing she belongs in jail. I totally agree with Donald Trump, because you know they cheat like I don't know what when it comes to voting. They get dead people to vote. I mean, they do all kinds of dirty tricks. I wouldn't accept those results either. If she comes on top, there's no way I would accept those results.
All right, you know what?
100% right.
You know, you talk about dirty tricks, and look, we just had this James O'Keefe video, which showed that they were planning to bus people in to vote illegally, that they've been doing it for 50 years, and under that environment where you have allegations of dirty tricks, there's a new allegation of dirty tricks that came out just yesterday in some of these undercover videos where they were talking about how they were trying to set up women in and behind Donald Trump in campaign events so that when they raised their protest signs against Donald Trump, they would be seated next to men, and the picture that would go home would be men bullying women behind Donald Trump. I mean, that's the kind of dirty trick stuff they're going. In that environment, why in the world would you say in advance, whatever you know comes out, I'm going to be in support of those final results when you know that they're playing dirty tricks?
Well, yeah, and we see the results of the DNC working in cahoots with the media and working on behalf of Hillary Clinton against Bernie Sanders. The results of the Democratic primary process were rigged. I mean, we know that now. We can see that. That's why Debbie Wasserman Schultz lost her job.
That's right.
That's why Donna Brazile is now under fire and should be much more under fire. So, I mean, it just seems like a logical thing to say, you know what, let's wait until the election happens, and then you can ask me. I wish he had just said, you know what, I'm going to win it, so this is really a moot point.
Yeah, it would have been an easier answer, but I don't blame him for the answer he gave. Dave in Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I agree with exactly with what Trump said. Now, you know, he could have caveated that by mentioning the fact that those videos came out. And, you know, if there's not widespread fraud, then, yeah, by all means, I'll accept it. However, he's not your typical politician. He's ticked off just like the rest of us. And the only people dumb enough to project our future actions are the administration and what we're doing in Iraq, Syria, and elsewhere. And that's been a dangerous strategy.
Yeah, that's a great point, Dave, and I think he would have been smart to do that as well. You know, what do you think I am, Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, telling our adversaries exactly what we're going to do and when we're going to pull out and when we're going to start an offensive? No, you know, I'm not going to tell you that.
Yeah, I can't argue with that at all. How about Penny and Burke? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Penny. You're up next.
Good morning. I got to tell you, I was so frustrated with that debate last night because I think that Donald didn't prep like he did for the second debate. And his inability to come right out and say that the Democrats are the ones who are paying for rioters and disruptors and saboteurs, it shows that he was tired. He was tired of the topic. He was back to the three or four word soundbite, and I really wish that he would have applied himself a little bit better to the prep on this debate. Because
I'm going to disagree with you slightly, Penny, because I mean I'm looking at a lot of people who did focus groups afterwards, and many of them gave a slight advantage to Trump in this debate. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're bringing this up, because I was not able to watch the post-debate discussion. Mm-hmm. And I wondered how people would receive this, because so often the mainstream media is very, very different from how I think as a conservative.
Yeah.
And we all know that Trump won the second debate. He hit that thing out of the ballpark on the second debate. And yet the mainstream media wanted to portray this as that Hillary actually won it. So I am very interested to see how others perceive it, because
I should point out that these focus groups that I mentioned were all done before Spin Alley opened up. So, you know, they weren't impacted by all the things they heard later. So that's sort of interesting. More of your calls. More of your calls in just a moment. It's 5:22.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Do you have trouble concentrating and remembering information? Do you feel tired all the time? These symptoms, along with many others that are medically documented, may be due to low testosterone. Now, don't brush off low T as just signs of getting older. You got to take action by learning about pellet therapy, the gold standard for testosterone replacement for men and women. Pellet therapy has been widely studied and accepted by medical experts as the most effective delivery system for low T. By providing consistent, healthy levels of testosterone, testosterone with time-release pellets, you're not going to feel fluctuations of energy that are often associated with other therapies. As area experts in testosterone replacement therapy, Dr. Jones and the entire staff at Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to safely alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. Contact Principal Medical Group today to learn more at 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824 or visit principalmedicalgroup.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It is now 525 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
For 270 South, let's get you out of the Frederick area. And it's going to be the volume here early on over the Monocacy and heading toward Route 80 Urbana. Now, it's not just the volume on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but it's because of the construction that's not picked up yet. So on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, please plan for this, especially if you're heading northbound. That's where I see the heaviest stretch to the construction north of the Beltway. Each direction had the overnight road work. I haven't quite wrapped that up yet, so keep a close watch on that for you. They're in the process of finishing that, however. Cross the Wilson Bridge, good shape, no problems to report. Cross the 14th Street Bridge, each direction of the freeway with lanes open. 66, do watch if you're heading up toward the Beltway. Had a minor fender bender reported eastbound 66, right as you come up to Nutley Street and move over to the shoulder. I'm not seeing it in the cameras, but again, up at speed, want you to watch 66 east before the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Didn't quite make it yesterday, one shy of a record. Today's record high is 86 degrees, forecasting 84, so we may miss again. Clouds mix in with some sunshine, a passing shower, thunderstorm, no widespread rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees on WMAL.
One of the prizes of this country is the peaceful transition of power. Are you saying you're not prepared now to protect that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
And that answer is making a lot of mainstream media people go a little crazy with their headlines this morning. But, you know, I'm of the opinion that they have forgotten the election of 2000 when Al Gore simply said, I don't accept the results of this election. What do you think?
They haven't forgotten. They agreed with him, that's Brian. Right. That's the difference.
John and Frederick. What do you think? You're up with Brian and Larry this morning.
Yes, good morning. I thought Trump was absolutely forthright last night. He did not dance around abortion. He told the truth. If he puts two or three people on the court, Roe will be overturned and returned to the states. He also made it very clear that Obama and Clinton are naif and posers. They've been lulled in the world by the Russians, the Syrians, and the Iranians, and every other opponent we've had in the world. And that was what I took from the debate.
All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate it, John. We're going to be talking more about this throughout the morning. We got all kinds of response. At 8:05, for example, we're going to get the media take on things from Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, and a lot of other discussion throughout the morning. It is now 5:28.
Hi, it's Jamie Whitten. And while you may know me as the traffic reporter from WMAL, did you also know that, like some of you, I too was looking for a new caring dentist? Thankfully, I found the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Their personalized care and attention to detail was something I had never experienced from any dental office. There is absolutely no judgment in their office, even if it's been years or decades from your last visit. They have created a compassionate, warm, and welcoming environment for even the most fearful patients. It's really life-changing. If you're interested in sedation dentistry or are finally looking to settle into an entirely different kind of dental care like I was, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors, not available in all states.
Hillary tested 85 different slogans before finding the one that she has been using. We want to know if you have some ideas for slogans that she might have chosen. 1-888-630-9625. Time for the news at 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Republican National Committee and some GOP lawmakers say they will accept the outcome of the election after Donald Trump in last night's debate refused to say whether he would.
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense. Okay?
Well, Chris, let me respond to that because that's horrifying. You know, every time Donald thinks things are not going in his direction, he claims whatever it is rigged against him.
After the debate, Trump's campaign manager Kellyanne Conway said, of course, Trump will accept the election outcome. A federal judge in Alexandria has scheduled a hearing for later this morning on an effort to extend Virginia's voter registration deadline. The state's voter registration website crashed on Monday, the last day to register, leaving potentially thousands of people unable to register. Governor Terry McAuliffe is among those urging the court to extend the deadline. After initially warning of potential widespread voting fraud, Indiana's Secretary of State is now acknowledging that many of the thousands of altered registration records she flagged might just be residents rushing to correct their names or birth dates ahead of the election. There's a public hearing today on proposed Metro service cutbacks. The transit agency says it needs to curtail late-night hours to give workers more time to perform routine maintenance on the rail system. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18203, the Nasdaq at 5246. Sports, Cleveland's the American League champion, beating the Blue Jays in five games in the ALCS. The Cubs beat the Dodgers to tie the NLCS at two apiece. NHL, the Caps take on the Panthers in Florida tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here, and I just love recommending my friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros. They've been top-ranked agents by the Wall Street Journal for years. What sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors? They have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Get this, Debbie and Sarah may already have a buyer for you. This is how they sell homes three times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar and want to move, call my all pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, and the only agents I would trust to sell my home quick and for the most money. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 in good shape here for the start of the commute out of Gainesville through to the Beltway and inside the Beltway through Falls Church and Arlington. Seeing a bit of volume, though, 270 at this time in the morning. Pretty normal backups out of Frederick down toward the exit for Route 80, Urbana, just the stop and go. Not so normal, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and this is because of road work that hadn't quite cleared all the lanes yet. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the overnight road work north of the Beltway had it in each direction, but I'm really seeing the northbound side slow from inside the Beltway heading toward the Beltway, so be prepared for that if you're heading northbound through Riverdale on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. No problems, 50 out of Annapolis Bowie, 50 inside the Beltway in good shape into town. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
A run through today with overcast and warm conditions this morning. Some sun mixes in as we head through the day. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 84. Tonight, slight chance of showers, 66. Tomorrow, windy, and then rain coming in late in the day, 71. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Herndon, 70 in Silver Spring, 70 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:05 this morning, Mark Kerkorian, the Center for Immigration Studies. Immigration, of course, a major part of the debate last night. 6:35, Ambassador John Bolton will join us. At 7:05, Director of D.C. Transportation, Leif Dormsjoe, on the district call for a return to late-night metro service. And at 8:05, media response to the debate last night with Joe Concha from The Hill. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
You know, one of the great revelations of the WikiLeaks email dump yesterday doesn't rise to the level of scandal, doesn't rise to the level of criminal prosecution or any sort of major hearings on Capitol Hill, although many of the WikiLeaks dumps do rise to that level.
Yes, they do.
But this one may actually be my favorite one. Even though it doesn't rise to those levels. And it shows the 85 campaign slogans that the Clinton campaign tried out and argued about and debated about before they landed on Stronger Together. You know, Stronger Together, that's their slogan.
Right.
That's the one that won.
Yeah.
Imagine what the 84 losers sound like. And we're going to give you some of them. We're going to give you some of the campaign slogans that they rejected. Things like, I like this one. A fair shot and a fair deal. Yeah, that one didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Or I like this one, too. Fighting for fairness, fighting for you. That one didn't make it. Stronger Together won. And we want to hear, as we give you some of these slogans, we have some ideas of slogans that the Clinton campaign could have used. And I'd like to know if you have some ideas. I mean, if you were part of the brain trust of the Hillary Clinton for president campaign apparatus, and you were asked, hey, we need you to come up with some campaign slogans here for us, what would you come up with? Do you have any suggestions for the Clintons that we can add to this list of rejected Clinton campaign slogans? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Let's have a little fun with this.
All right.
But Stronger Together really seems to have stuck, right? I mean, boy, that just burns things up. Stronger. Who doesn't want to get behind the Stronger Together slogan, right? You know, they even have a campaign song. Did you know that they have a Stronger Together song?
Don't you know that we are stronger together?
So you have to bear in mind that the slogan needs to be
something that you can put in a pop tune.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Something like a promise you can count on.
Mm.
That was one of the rejected ones. A promise you can count on. And here's another one for you. Progress for people. Progress for people was a rejected Clinton campaign slogan. How about this? Making America work together.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Making America work together. Also, moving ahead together. Getting ahead together.
Getting ahead. Together was apparently a word that tested well, one's guessing.
Getting ahead together. I wonder why that one was rejected.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can think of a reason or two.
Stop.
888-630-WMAL. Do you have any...
I'm sorry. It's my turn now. I'm sorry. I thought you had some more.
Now is the time where you talk.
Okay, here we go. I'm ready. I think if it were me, I would have said, vote Hillary, because we should not discriminate against the infirm.
It doesn't flow, but I like it.
Yeah, how about this? How about, vote Hillary. Sure, she's a liar, but she's our liar.
There's that.
Yeah, that's the one I would have stuck
with. Okay, I like that. I like that very much. I like, how about this one? Hillary, because it never gets old. But Stronger Together won. I don't know. All right, how about... you have so many ideas.
Look at this.
I knew you wouldn't fail us.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Tom and Lorden, we start with you, Tom. Do you have some suggestions we can add to the list of rejected Clinton campaign slogans?
I sure do, and they'd actually be appropriate. Cash for Clintons and bimbos for Bill.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's got double alliteration, Brian. Cash for Clintons. Well, all right. Clearly, people from the Clinton camp are listening in right now.
Yeah.
All right. Cash for Clintons, bimbos for Bill. Tom and Lorton, thank you for that one. That was fabulous. Let's get more of those as we get the ghosts out of the machine. Mark in Sykesville, you're next up on WMAL.
Good morning, Mark. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, I think that since Hillary likes to always bring up her husband's presidency, I think she should have used one of Truman's, in fact, Truman's only slogan, which was the buck stops here. But that might not have worked for her with all these WikiLeaks things and all these other revelations that are coming out.
Well, they just had to modify it a little bit, Mark. Like, the billions of bucks stop here.
That would work perfectly.
Or the Saudi bucks stop here.
There you go. That would have worked.
Right. Mark, thank you for that.
Hey, Mark.
John and Potomac. See, now, the best thing about a slogan is when it just cuts to the chase.
Just bam.
There's no guesswork, and they move right to it. John and Potomac.
It has to be short. It has to be pithy. It has to be to the point.
It tells you everything you need to know about the candidate. John and Potomac, what is your suggestion for the Clinton campaign?
Well, the one that should have gone was white men suck.
There it is.
There we go.
There it is. It cuts right to it, John. I love that.
Thank you, John.
Hillary Clinton, because white men suck.
Thank you, John.
Andrew and Chantilly, we're taking your suggestions on rejected Clinton campaign slogans. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. Got two of them for you. Very simple, pay for play.
That does describe everything that we need to know about the Clinton apparatus, yes?
Yeah, or vote for the the impeached, debarred perjurer's wife.
All right, see, now that's a little wordy.
Yeah.
It's certainly descriptive. I do like that. Thank you for that. How about...
about Paul in Alexandria.
Okay.
Paul, you're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to talk to you. I got two of them for you, actually. One is these. It cuts with the Obama administration. It's cash for clunkers. And then secondly, since she keeps blaming all this stuff on the Russians offered one up, going back to the old Lenin days of Cherezoblomki kapitalismo, kibos mirovu vrasku trudyazikso, or stepping over the wreckage of capitalism towards a worldwide brotherhood of workers.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to go with cash for clunkers, though. Cash for clunkers works
some
on...
Russian at us this morning.
Works on four different levels.
Oh, very right. Impressive.
Nastrovia there, Paul. I appreciate it. All right, more of your calls on this in a moment. Joan. Joan in Silver Spring has a good one, too. Joan, you're next. And the rest of you, we are taking your suggestions, rejected Clinton campaign slogans, because Stronger Together just ain't cutting it for us.
It is now 5:44.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Defense Department is pulling out of the landlord business and is looking at areas beyond housing where public-private partnerships could shore up defense infrastructure, according to a senior defense official. Military family housing privatization has been underway since 1996. Current plans are to privatize about 75% of existing family housing units worldwide. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. Call 202-625-4370.
More of your calls straight ahead right now, 5:45, time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, we have problems with the crash if you're coming out of Alexandria. So say if you're coming from us, 395-95 and heading outer loop to the Wilson Bridge. Those far lanes to the right, those are the local lanes. Excuse me, because you can get off at the local exits. It crashes in the local lane. So do be very careful on the approach to the Wilson Bridge. And in fact, I'm looking at a fire truck responding on the opposite side, so they'll have to take the exit and come around. So we still have response heading to the scene of the crash at the Wilson Bridge. Now, let's get you around the Beltway as we head topside through College Park and Silver Spring. Really off to a good start there. I'm not seeing too much of any backups. Still with delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound as you head past 410 Riverdale Road toward the Beltway. We had that lingering overnight road work. 270 normal volume delays through Urbana down toward 109. And now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll run through today with overcast and warm conditions this morning. Some sun mixes in as we head through the day. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 84. Tonight, slight chance of showers, 66. Tomorrow, windy, and then rain coming in late in the day, 71. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It's 547 on WMAL.
What does it say about a political candidate that it takes 85 different slogan suggestions before they finally figure out what one phrase best describes their candidacy? And somehow they came up with Stronger Together, which really doesn't say much at all. Other ones that they rejected here, according to the WikiLeaks document, No Quit, Climb Higher, Rise Up, which is, by the way, a lyrical reference to the musical Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
A Fair Fight for Families, I already told you that one. Your Future Is Her Fight. And how about a new bargain we can all count on? Don't turn back. It's your time. Hillary for fairness for families.
That's a mouthful.
Oh, my. She's got your back. She's got your back. Hillary Clinton, she's got your
baby's
back.
Baby's got back.
We want to hear your suggestions. You've got great ones. Let's go to Joan in Silver Spring. You're on WMAL. Hey, Joan.
Hey, Joan. Good morning.
A bit of humor.
You don't know what we're going to do for you.
You don't know what we're going to do for you. All right, Joan. That actually sounds rather ominous, too.
That's right.
How about Adam in Warrenton? Adam, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Adam, good morning.
How about it's criminal not to vote for Hillary?
Yeah, I'm thinking they tried their best to keep the word criminal
out of the mix.
That
probably
would
not be a good word.
But that absolutely
wouldn't
would
test
work.
Well with the focus groups. No,
it probably would not. Well, it would get them the results that they weren't hoping for. All right, thank you for that one. How about Ryan in the district? You're on WMAO.
Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got three real quick. I'll make them quick. How about user of all, champion of none, divide and conquer, and Hillary because I squat when I pee.
Oh, my. All right, Ryan, that's vivid. But I get what you're going for. Dwayne in Alexandria, you're on WMAO. What do you think, Dwayne?
Dwayne, what do you think?
I think she should go with I'm a liar, and what difference does it make?
What difference at this point does it make?
That really would have been a great slogan, right?
I mean, actually, it would be very fitting.
Hillary Clinton, what difference at this point does it make? I like that. How about John in Fredericksburg? John, you're on WMAO.
Yes, you're entitled, as in you are, you're entitled Free everything.
Yeah.
Or instead of she's got your back, she's got your wallet.
she's got your wallet.
Yeah.
And she's not letting go.
Or something like say, Hillary, hold on to your wallet.
Patrick in Winchester, you're on WMAL. Rejected Clinton campaign slogans, Patrick.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey. I would like to suggest corrupt forever.
That's nice. That's like stronger together, corrupt forever. And the beauty of that one, actually, is that it will fit in with the great campaign song that they came up with, right? Because it sounds the same. Stronger together, corrupt forever. So just imagine.
Don't you know that we are stronger together?
Yeah. Totally works.
Yeah.
You're brilliant, man. Steve and Frederick, you're next up on WMAL. Oh, real fast, Steve.
Move over, boys.
It's my turn. And Scott in Virginia, one last rejected Clinton campaign slogan.
Thanks, guys. America for sale.
America for sale. Got an email here, too, from Mark in Leesburg. Corrupt and proud of it.
Time for El Rushbo at 5:51.
Well, someone pulled a plug. On Monday, Julian Assange, holed up at Ecuador's embassy in London, had his internet access terminated. He blamed a state party, meaning some government entity. Now, who could have done this, folks? Well, logically, it would be people upset with his WikiLeaks leaks. Harmful to Hillary's campaign, documents that show her deceit and duplicity and corruption. On Tuesday morning, WikiLeaks tweeted an allegation. They say John Kerry did it. They say John Kerry pressured Ecuador to stop Assange from releasing any more Hillary documents. State Department denied it. John Kirby said any suggestion that we had anything to do with this is false. Reports that Secretary Kerry had conversations with Ecuadorian officials about this are simply untrue, period. Within hours, Ecuador issued a statement. They insisted they do not interfere in foreign elections. In restricting Assange's internet access, Ecuador's government was acting on its own, not bowing to foreign pressure. But folks, we've already seen how far the Obama administration's willing to go to protect Hillary Clinton, like a secret meeting on an out-of-the-way tarmac between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton, like FBI Director Comey creating new law in order not to prosecute her, like State Department officials offering a quid pro quo, a bribe, to the FBI to declassify a Benghazi email on Hillary's homebrew server. So why believe the regime now? When it comes to identity theft, it's a real jungle out there. There are so many ways it can happen. Credit card fraud is just one way. Someone could file fake tax returns in your name or use your social security number to open a bank account. Thank goodness there's LifeLock. Their proprietary technology detects a wide range of identity threats. But unlike free credit monitoring, which only monitors changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. And if you have a problem, one of their dedicated dedicated U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but LifeLock helps fix identity theft issues. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Hi, it's Jamie Witten, and while you may know me as the traffic reporter from WMAL, did you also know that, like some of you, I too was looking for a new caring dentist? Thankfully, I found the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Their personalized care and attention to detail was something I had never experienced from any dental office. There is absolutely no judgment in their office, even if it's been years or decades from your last visit. They have created a compassionate, warm, and welcoming environment for even the most fearful patients. It's really life-changing. If you're interested in sedation dentistry or are finally looking to settle into an entirely different kind of dental care like I was, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading across the Wilson Bridge out of Virginia for the crash. So if you're leaving Springfield, heading to the Wilson Bridge through Alexandria, I'm looking at delays forming in both the through and the local lanes. Crash reported along those far right lanes for the local exits, those local lanes, but we have response that might be blocking on each side of those lanes. So be prepared for a little unusual stop and go and working around the fire and rescue. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still haven't cleared this road work. But painful here for everyone going northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, trying to go north out of Riverdale. Delays back near 410 approaching the Beltway. 270, the volume with us, Frederick and down past Route 80 toward 109, but lanes are reported open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Didn't quite make it yesterday, one shy of a record. Today's record high is 86 degrees, forecasting 84, so we may miss again. Odds of exceeding some sunshine, a passing shower, thunderstorm, no widespread rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 5:56.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back, and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Every year, 735,000 Americans have a heart attack. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. 47% of sudden cardiac deaths occur outside of the hospital. The smartest action is before there's a problem. Virtual Physical reveals plaque buildup by looking from the inside out, enabling action before it's too late. Put your health flex spending to good use with a heart scan at $199. Call 301-984-9009 today.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Coming up on WMAL.
Finally, the border comes up in the debates. Immigration, Mark Krikorian will be here.
We'll have debate highlights. Also, Ambassador John Bolton in the next hour. It is now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. We'll be back after the news.
WMAL.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.